guys, this is Isha here. So I'm in my high school right now and this is my really first podcast. I love astrophysics. I have a very, very mad craze for astrophysics. So this podcast is all gonna be about astrophysics, astronomy and stuff, and some of my personal issues, maybe, you know, like being in high school. Yeah. I'm not very regular, so I'll try to post every episode, every new episode on like each Sunday. I promise I'll try, seriously. So today I'm gonna talk about a black hole. Black hole, as the name suggests, it's black and it's a really big hole. So black hole is nothing but a died star or a dead star. A star, actually, it's divided. All the stars are categorized into two parts, maybe like into two types: main sequence stars and red giants. Main sequence stars are stars like our sun. They are not actually big. You know, if you compare our sun with other stars, our sun is really small, very, very small. Red giants are a lot more, 1,000 billion times more. Bigger, much bigger than our sun. So red giant stars, when they don't have much fuel, like I don't know if you have studied in chemistry, but higher the energy, the it has less lifespan, if you have heard about it in chemistry. So same like that, in the red giant stars, they're very big, hence they cannot live so many years. They don't have they don't have much fuel. Our sun can withhold, like, maybe from now 5 billion years. Okay, after 5 billion years our sun will die, but red giants are not like that. It has really short lifespan, not as short, but compared to the space, short lifespan. And when it dies, it dies in a huge blast. Okay, first it's a huge blast, then it just comprises, it just, you know, I'm sure you've seen your moms taking atta and, you know, just, you know, just crushing it, right? Like, no. And the big thing, the big star, the like hundreds and billions of much bigger sizes than our sun, the star is crushed into a really, really, really small, a minute star, okay? And that star has so much of mass that it just goes inside the space-time. Space-time is the space, just goes inside the space, if you get what I'm saying. And that small thing, that this, when the star crushes into really, really small, small ball kind of thing, the small ball is called the singularity. Singularity is nothing but the, it was the core. It was once the core of the star, but now it has become like a really, really small thing. And that has huge gravitational force. This black hole, it can eat, it eats everything on which comes its way. Luckily for us, we are like, our nearest black hole is 100 light years. One light year, okay, I forgot how much is one light year, so. It's like 100 light years, and that's a lot of distance. So it's okay. I think we're safe. But if anything goes near the black hole, it's poof, gone. That's it. You can never come back. Even light cannot come back. The gravity is that strong. Just imagine, guys, that strong. That no, even electromagnetic radiation, light is an electromagnetic radiation. No particles can come back. No light, it cannot come back. It's just mind-blowing, you know. And the boundary of the black hole is called as event horizon. If the event horizon is like a line, you cannot step on the line. If you step on the line, then you'll get sucked right in. If you step on the line and like go after the line, then there's no coming back. You can stand behind the line and watch what's happening. But if you go inside the line, if you cross the line, that's it, guys. You cannot come back. Seriously. This event horizon, no, if you see a picture of black hole, the event horizon will have some, like, it'll glow. It'll kind of glow. The glow or the light coming from it is actually the light which is, like, running from the strong gravitation of black hole. I don't know if you've seen Interstellar. Interstellar is a movie directed by Christopher Nolan. If you have not watched it, I really recommend you to watch it right now. Like, whenever you get time. But it's awesome, guys. That's the movie that got me hooked up into astrophysics. This space is so vast. Like, I can't even start it. Seriously. I can't even start it. I can just keep talking about it. Actually, there's this thing called... Okay. And like maybe in 1960s or 1970s, all the astrophysicists and cosmologists, all the scientists thought that black holes never die. But Stephen Hawking, and I'm sure you guys know who Stephen Hawking is. If you don't, please Google him. Stephen Hawking, he found out a theory about black holes emitting particles or emitting radiations. And he actually said, no, black holes are not eternal. They cannot live for eternity. They're not immortal. They also die. But it takes a huge amount of time, a huge, huge amount of time. Every body emits radiations, you know, like every hot body emits radiation. So the core of a black hole is very, very, very hot. Okay. It's very hot. So Hawking just related some laws of thermodynamics to it. I'm just a high school student. I don't know the laws and stuff, but I'll just give you a vague idea. So he just related some laws of thermodynamics to it. And he came to a conclusion that it can die. It will eventually die, but it'll take a really long time that will not be there to observe. It's really essentially impossible to observe, but it will die. And that's the power of mathematics. Yeah. Black holes, there's a thing called spaghettification. If you have seen spaghetti, it's like really long and stretchy, right? And that's what happens when you enter, when you cross the event horizon. That's exactly what happens. If I'm entering the event horizon, I'm crossing the line of event horizon, and you're standing like behind me and watching. You have not stepped on the event horizon. You're just watching me. Then when you watch me, it'll be like I'm stretching, you know. You can just Google it. You'll see, you'll get a much clearer picture. And just, these are just awesome. They, you know, the movie Interstellar, it was life changing for me. Seriously, guys, you should watch it. And there are supermassive black holes. There are like black holes and supermassive black holes. Black holes are like normal size, but supermassive black holes are like really, really, really big. And it's, if you have watched the movie Interstellar, they show it like, you know, Cooper falls through the black hole and he enters into the future. And many scientists believe that, and there's also many theories which says that if you fall into a supermassive black hole, you can, the supermassive black hole will act as a wormhole or as a portal to another universe, to another multiverse, maybe, I don't know, like maybe to another dimension also. But we cannot actually, it's impossible to, it's just a theory, yeah, but who knows. And there's also a theory that the singularity, if you fall inside a black hole, I don't know how to say it. Black holes contain universes. Like, how to say? Expanded star, we don't know what's inside the black hole. We're just predicting that it should be the singularity. Because the core is not seen outside. So, it should be the singularity that's right down on the, like, the deep hole. So, there's this theory that says the singularity, if you fall into the black hole, the singularity could be might and could be another universe, could be a new universe. This is blowing my mind, seriously. And on 10th April 2019, last year, we actually were able to capture a picture of a supermassive black hole. It was in Messier 87. The black hole's name is Messier 87, and M87. It's in the center of M87 galaxy. Its name is like numbers and stuff. So who knows? And even gravitational waves originated from 10 merging black holes with one neutron star. 10 black holes joined together, and even plus one neutron star, which were joined together, really produced a very, very mass gravitational wave. In December 2018, we were able to observe the gravitational wave. And 2019, on April 10th, we were able to observe the first image of supermassive black hole, which was in M87, Messier 87 galaxy's center, the galactic center. Just imagine, guys. And I don't know if how many knows about Schwarzschild radius. No, there was a scientist called Karl Schwarzschild. He actually found a mathematical equation or something. He found a mathematical equation that if anyone is anything, if anyone or anything is compressed to a size, like really, really small size, it can become a black hole. Like you can become a black hole. Me, I can become a black hole if I'm compressed to a really, really small size. My mom, my dad, your mom, your dad, your family, your computer screen, your devices, your audio devices, like your tab, anything, seriously, a building, even Earth can become a black hole. It'll be like maybe 8 or 5 meters. That's it. That's the size. That's it, guys. So I hope you have learned something about black hole here, and even maybe enjoyed hearing about it. I'll see you next time. This is Zisha signing off.